Well, that's what it sounded like on January 20th, 2017, in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump's inauguration day, when thousands of people came out to protest in the D.C. streets. Nearly a year later, about 200 people who participated in those protests face multiple felony charges in D.C. Superior Court. A jury is now deliberating on the case of the first six of those defendants. The verdict could have major implications for law enforcement and protests going forward. Sam Adler Bell is here. He's a policy associate at the Century Foundation. They're a public policy think tank. He's also a writer for The Intercept. Sam, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Well, this group that's before the federal courts now, they're called the J20 protesters. What happened on the streets of D.C. that day that now have these protesters charged with felonies, at least according to prosecutors?
Well, as you mentioned, there were hundreds of thousands of people in the streets that day protesting Donald Trump's inauguration. In some of those marches and some of the civil disobedience, a small number of people engaged in criminal behavior. They broke some windows. But what you might expect the police to do when a small number of people engage in property destruction is arrest those people. But they didn't do that. Instead, they encircled some 234 protesters and arrested them all. Now, that group included protesters. It also included lawyers, legal observers, a few journalists, people who were just there expressing their First Amendment rights.
So to be clear then, the people in front of the courts now, the six people who are awaiting a jury verdict for felonies, they're not all accused or even suspected of actually toppling a car or breaking a window or turning over a newspaper box.
They're not accused of that. And in the prosecution's opening argument for this trial, they told the jury, we are not going to show any of the evidence that these six people actually engaged in property destruction. The state's theory of the case is based on some complicated conspiracy liability theories. But the important thing for the audience to understand is that what the state is saying is that if you attend a protest, you go and you're expressing your beliefs and you're there with other people who share your beliefs, if some people at that protest engage in criminal behavior, you can be held liable for that criminal behavior.
The state is saying if you're at a protest and somebody down the block breaks a window, you better walk away or you're subject to being charged with a felony too.
That's exactly right.
So what's the possible precedent here if these defendants are convicted? I guess what I mean to say is this a legal theory that has ever been tested in court before? Is this going to be a first?
It's not uncommon for police to mass arrest people at a protest, but it is unprecedented, as far as I know, for the state to use conspiracy liability to charge hundreds of people with felonies. And to be clear, the people in this case are facing 50 years in prison, a maximum sentence for these charges. I do expect that if the state succeeds in getting some felony convictions out of this case, we will see this in other states and other cities.
What has the judge said during the proceedings here in terms of how far the prosecution can go with this theory and reining in what kinds of evidence they can use with a jury? Because again, they're stipulating that somebody who's being charged with a felony here probably did not throw a brick through a window or burn a car.
Right. Well, the judge has been, as far as I have seen, fairly amenable to the state's theory of the case. What the state has to do is prove that the people who were there who were not engaged in property destruction were somehow showing an intention to be there, to associate with the group, and to be a part of this protest, which the state calls a riot.
To be part of a group, even if they weren't physically, again, causing the property damage that would have caused felony arrests most likely in the first place.
That's exactly right.
And the other 200 people, 194 people, are watching this case closely, I would imagine.
Absolutely, and their trials will go over the course of the rest of the year.
Six people protesting after the inauguration of President Trump being tried with felonies awaiting a verdict. Those people are not suspected of property damage, but are up for felonies nonetheless. Sam Adler Bell, writer for The Intercept, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.